11.3. Fatigue. Many people are sleep-deprived and find their eyes closing just a second here and there on the road. Never you? All it takes is a second, and you can't undo the crash once it happens. Sometimes the only thing stronger than denial is regret. Denying that you might have impairments of your own because you don't drive like the other person that you see on the road with an impaired attitude is a serious problem. You may need a wake-up call because denial might be the greatest impairment of them all. If you are sleepy, tired, and physically worn out, you know that you are not mentally on top of your game. Sleep deprivation is cumulative, so the less sleep you have over time, the more it adds up against your body and its ability to function. How much of an issue is it? The National Institute on Health estimates that in the United States, approximately 70 million people have a sleep problem, and of those, 40 to 50 million suffer from a chronic sleep disorder. In addition, stress, anxiety, and depression cause intermittent sleep-related problem for 20 to 30 million people. Other factors that increase drowsiness include illness, prescriptions and over-the-counter medications, and alcohol consumption. The National Sleep Foundation identifies these groups at high risk: young drivers, especially males aged 16 to 25 years, shift workers and people working long hours, commercial drivers, people with untreated sleep disorders, and business travelers. For teens and college students, the need for consistent sleep as their bodies change increases to 8.5 to 9.5 hours of sleep per night. Add the increase in the physical need of sleep with the increase of class workload, after-school activities, and busy social lives, and the risk of sleep deprivation for these two groups increase. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, attributes drowsy driving as the cause of more than 100,000 crashes a year, resulting in 40,000 injuries and 1,550 deaths. NHTSA cautions that the figures are most likely much greater due to being underreported and not including incidents caused by driver inattention. When you are physically or mentally tired, how does it impact your ability to drive safely? A drowsy driver can be slower to recognize and respond to situations, have difficulty in processing information and noticing subtle changes, experiencing less than a second sleep episode called microsleeps without noticing, become more agitated and moody in their driving behavior, experience impaired judgment and vision. Some drivers drift in their lanes, miss an exit they plan to take, drive significantly slower than the speed limit, brake suddenly, or fail to slow down in advance for stop signs and signals.